Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1665, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Times in looking over, inspecting, and repairing the different sections of the jail, we kept our key downstairs in the engineer's department and locked up. This key was used only by Chief Engineer Hayes, Mr. Herdman, and myself. I never saw Annie Maud Carter go into the cell wing of Jim Conley. When Maud Carter was under Deputy Roberts, who released her for work, and she stayed most of the time at this medicine room on the fourth floor, where she did most of her work. She was locked up about 8:30 p.m. when the inside guards make their changes, and Deputy Allen comes on duty usually. I have seen Dr. Wren and Annie Maud Carter very frequently, alone in the medicine room. I have seen them talking together at this place. I knew Wren's work carried him to the medicine room, and this Annie Maud Carter's work also carried her there. I know that they had plenty of opportunity to talk to each other, as it is impossible for the inside deputies to actually know what is transpiring on each floor of the jail. Their duties carry them to all parts of the jail, generally looking after the cleaning up of the jail, the feeding and care of the prisoners, and with the work of Wren and Annie Maud Carter throwing them together, it was impossible for me or other jail officials to check up every minute during the day. I know that I never permitted Annie Maud Carter to enter Conley's cell wing, and there was no way for her to have gotten the key to his cell wing. Annie Maud Carter was never in Conley's cell wing within my knowledge. I have seen George Wren up and around Frank's cell wing quite often, and I have seen him in Frank's cell wing several times. I have also seen George Wren's brother, Jim Wren, visit him, but whether or not Jim Wren went to Mr. Frank's cell, I do not know. Wiley B. Roberts, sworn for the state. I am a deputy sheriff serving at the county jail from about 7 a.m. until about 3:30 p.m. each day. I have charge of the work of the cleaning of the jail and the feeding of the prisoners and looking after the inside of the jail generally. I have this work performed by persons who are serving jail sentences and who are in the nature of trustees, and also by persons who are awaiting trial and who volunteer to assist in this work in order to have more liberty in the jail. I know James Conley, who is confined in a cell wing known as the First North, and no other person being lodged therein except Conley. I know Annie Maud Carter, who was a Negro woman prisoner and who,